It's really, you know, I really learned so much about the faith, and I think it's really a beautiful faith, you know. That's why I'm quite convinced that it's, you know, it's a great gift from God, no? And it's good for us to unwrap that gift, because if we don't ask questions, we never unwrap the gift, right? We just take it for granted, and a lot of us tend to do that.
Hello, I'm Drew, and I'm one of your hosts here in Sundays for Seekers. And I have lots of questions about God, about life, and the world.
Hi, and I'm Father Jay, and I also have lots of questions about God, about life, and about the world.
Really, Father Jay, you do?
Yes, and that's why we have this podcast for people just like us who have questions about our faith and are looking for answers.
Welcome to Sundays for Seekers. For the curious and the thoughtful who want to learn more about the faith. If you too have questions, you found the right place. Join us as we ask our burning questions about God, about life, and about the world. And if we're lucky, who knows? Maybe we'll stumble into some answers. Every Sunday, Pins of Light comes up with a one-minute homily, something to provoke you into prayer and reflection. Get your weekly Sunday Gospel fix. Follow the Pins of Light Facebook page at facebook.com/pinsoflight. Also available in Filipino at facebook.com/pinoylights.
This podcast is brought to you by SMART. Live smarter for a better world.
This podcast is all about burning questions. Your burning questions. Burning questions are about things in our faith that you're really curious about, that you've always wanted to ask, but never got around to asking, that may even be causing sleepless nights. Here's your chance to ask them. And we'll try our best to think out loud with you. In this first episode, our first burning question is it even okay to ask questions? Well, growing up in a very devout Catholic family and studying in a Catholic school, I never really found it in myself to ask questions. And I think it's the same for many other people. Just last night, actually, I stumbled upon this Reddit stream, AMA. I'm not sure if you've heard about it. Ask me anything. So there are people who really make other people ask them anything. And, you know, that's something that we haven't had the chance or the space to, especially when it comes to the faith, be it at school, at home, or in church, right? It's really just, this is what you need to know. This is our faith. Take it and practice it. So I think really the big question and the burning question that I would like to start with in our podcast is it okay to ask questions, especially when it comes to the faith?
Well, Jude, I think that's a great first burning question, because that's exactly what this podcast is all about, you know. When you talk about not getting the chance to ask questions, obviously that's the same case with us, no? The previous generation, my generation, growing up, our teachers just expected us to sort of accept what they were telling us about the faith. And there's value there, obviously, especially if you're a kid. You don't want to be, you know, like asking too many questions, right? It's important to know more or less what people agree on about the faith so that you can learn. But you're right, there's been no space, no opportunity to ask questions. And actually, I think it's necessary to ask questions about the faith, even if we're not used to it. And the reason I say that is that, you know, if we don't ask questions about the faith, we won't really understand too much about the faith, right? If we just accept, it's like we're accepting it, but we're not really owning it. So I think that's a great question.
You know, thinking about that, Father, asking questions really shows interest, right? It shows you how interested somebody is or in a topic or even in a person, much like in a relationship that we have, a relationship of be it a mother and a child or a girlfriend and a boyfriend, you really don't just jump into it and accept the other person for who he or she is. You really have to ask questions and get to know that other person more before you're able to say that this is a relationship I will keep and this is a relationship that I value, really.
And, you know, that's a great metaphor, Jude, because faith is really a relationship with God, no? And going back to your metaphor of a relationship with a person, you got to get to know the person. But sometimes we forget that a person is a mystery, right? I mean, we know less about the person than we do. So we really have to get to know that person. Now, when it comes to faith, it's a relationship with God who is even more of a mystery. No? That's why in faith, we talk about the mysteries of the faith, right? Because, you know, when we say mystery, basically what we mean is that we can understand a little bit about it or about the person. We can explain a little bit about the person, but never completely. So that really applies to persons, right? But all the more it applies to God, because God is supposed to be the ultimate mystery. A person you can see, you can create memories with a person, you know, physically, but with God, you can't do that. So in a relationship with God, questions are important because, as you say, it shows interest. But at the same time, I think questions are like doors. Eh? They're like open doors that invite us to a deeper faith.
So if God is a mystery, then are you saying also that the doors, these questions that are doors, are practically never ending?
Well, I think that's true, even for persons, right? You never really say you've got that person, because that's the time you box a person in, which is a big mistake, right? That's a relationship killer, as we know. When we label a person, say, oh, I already know this person, I already know all about, I know exactly what this person's thinking or feeling, that's going to ruin the relationship, as you know. That's the same for God, no? You know, in faith, I think it's important to clarify that we never possess the truth. We only keep pursuing the truth because there's always more to learn about God. And I think that's an important paradigm shift. A lot of us, when we were growing up, we were being taught in, you know, in catechesis, we just want to memorize the religious facts, right? Like, these are the things we need to believe in. And there's value in that, no? But I think there are always more to learn about God. And that's what's going to keep your faith alive. And that's what kept my faith alive. I think when I grew up and became more mature and I started asking questions, I really became fascinated with our faith. I became fascinated with God. Before, he was like a cardboard God, like a two-dimensional God where, you know, I've been taught everything about him. But when I started asking questions, when I think got the courage to ask, because it takes courage to ask questions, right? When I kind of got the courage to ask questions and I got guidance from my theology professors, you know, it was amazing because I learned so much more about God and my relationship with him really got deeper. Because the more we know about a person, the stronger the relationship will be, right? The more we understand a person, even if we never completely do, our relationship will also become stronger.
I was just going to say, Father, that it really takes courage to ask these questions, right? Because it's not as easy, especially with how our world was set up and how our environment was set up in our Catholic schools and in our schooling years. So I guess the follow-up question to that, and I got me thinking, what or where did you find the courage to ask these questions yourself?
You know, that's a great question, but I don't know the answer. I think I was just curious, you know. I remember sitting at Sunday masses, listening to the homilies of the priest, and getting bored to death because I was just hearing the usual formulas, you know. I mean, I've learned all that before, right? And so it's funny, it's ironic, because every time I would go to mass, it's like I was endangering my faith. I was always on the verge of losing my faith. So it was really curiosity. And at the same time, I had the good fortune of meeting teachers and professors who were not afraid of questions. I mean, they encouraged us to ask questions. They sort of sent us the signal that it's not a sin to ask a question. Because that was what I was thinking, right? Now, it's, you know, if you ask questions, you don't have enough faith, your faith is weak, you're doubting, and that's a mortal sin, you're going to end up in hell. That's kind of like the unconscious thing that I got from my previous education. But with these new teachers and professors, they were encouraging us to think about the faith, no? And ask questions. And I remember one morning, it just struck me that I really shouldn't be afraid to ask questions, because our faith is the result of centuries of study, prayer, and reflection of the church, no? And we should have faith in our faith, right? We should have confidence that our faith can withstand questions and can make sense of questions, no? And starting that day, I think that was like a breakthrough moment for me. I said, yeah, I should have faith in my faith. But if I believe in my faith, I should believe that that my faith is greater than all the questions I can think of or anyone can think of. And it really began a journey. This is what I was talking about earlier about pursuing the truth. It's a pursuit of the truth. Eh? You don't really possess it completely because it's a mystery, right? And, you know, you mentioned the environment. You know, that's even more true today. You know, the online environment, the social media environment, it's not conducive for asking questions or thinking critically, right?
That's true.
Yeah, it, because, you know, the moment you step out of line, quote unquote, you're going to get bashed, you know, right? So there's a whole, you know, there's a multitude of online critics just waiting to pounce on you, to bash you, to shame you, right? So it's kind of scary to do that in that environment. So a lot of people I know are very hesitant and very reluctant to ask questions or to think critically, you know? So there are really two very strong tendencies today. The first is what I call fundamentalist tendency, you know? And basically it means that you just shut up and believe. You just accept the facts. You don't think about it. You don't evaluate whether it's true or not. You just accept it, no? Because it's so much easier. So for example, a lot of people will say, well, that's what the Pope said. So I'll just take it. I just shut up and believe.
So, right? Accepting what authority says.
Right. Or the Bible. That's what the Bible says. It says in the Bible. So I don't have to think, right? I don't have to ask questions. Well, the problem with that is that the Bible is not written that way. I mean, it's a very complex, mysterious book as well. So it really invites us to think about it. So on the one hand, it's so easy to be a fundamentalist and just say, just accept what authorities say. Just shut up and believe, right? But on the other hand, people who begin to kind of notice that, well, even the authorities don't really agree with one another, they're not really sure, they become very skeptical. And as a result of that skepticism, they end up just saying, well, everyone's correct. So they become a relativist. So these two tendencies are very strong today. The relativist, man, you don't have to talk to, you don't have to like evaluate what people say, just agree with everyone. Everyone's right, right? So those two tendencies, I think, are not helpful, because if you want to grow in your faith, you have to be able to think critically about your faith, to ask questions, no? And then to be confident that your faith will be able to provide you some kind of answer. Does that make sense to you, Jude? Like, do you see fundamentalist or relativist tendencies in yourself or in your friends?
Yeah, I actually thinking about it now, Father, fundamentalism is very much seen online because it's, you really base it on who posted it or which news, let's say it's news, which news outlet posted it. And that usually dictates if it's true or not and if you'll believe it or not. And on the other hand, you, as you mentioned, you really come to a point, especially now that we're in the midst of this pandemic, you sometimes come to a point wherein you don't know who to believe anymore and just accept all of these things that come out and just say, you know what? All right, you're correct. He's correct and she's correct. And I'll just take it for what it is. And it's, I guess, as you mentioned a while back, the biggest challenge is really to create that environment wherein we can ask questions and allow other people to ask questions.
Because that's what we're hoping for in this podcast. We're hoping that, you know, we will be able to create some kind of space for people to think and ask questions.
Yes, right? Because I was trying to, something playing in my head would be how Filipinos react to questions, right? When Filipinos ask questions to fellow Filipinos and it seems like a stupid question, there's a reaction, huh? Seryoso ka ba?
This judgment, right?
There's a judgment right away to the questions, even if most of the time these are very valid questions, right?
And it aborts the curiosity, it aborts the question, so people won't really understand more, they won't learn, right? So, you know, like I have friends who have strong fundamentalist tendencies because they want to be sure. Because that's what's great about being, to be more fundamentalist. Like, you're sure about the facts, you're sure about your authority, so you get a sense of security, right? But if you are a relativist, on the other hand, the bonus there is that you don't have to argue with people. You just agree with everyone because it's a matter of opinion. But you see, our faith, just like everything else, all knowledge, it's not just facts. Eh? Facts are actually things that have been verified a lot, no? And but they're actually judgments made by experts, right? So, for example, I let go of my phone. It drops on the floor. the experts will tell us that's because the gravity exists, no? And so we say gravity is a fact, but actually it's a judgment made by experts, by scientists that have been verified again and again, right? So the same is true with our faith. There are no religious facts, really. The articles of faith that we talk about at the profession of faith, those are actually judgments made by the experts of our faith. Eh? And of course, we believe them, right? But on the other hand, if you think faith is just a matter of opinion, that's also not true. Because, you know, you have to make a judgment about reality. I don't think that's clear, right?
Yeah, it's clear, Father. And what struck me there is the importance of really asking questions, basically. You really have to find it in yourself to ask, to dig deeper, and to seek for answers. Because at the end of the day, if you just accept everything, or if you just accept something from someone or from something of authority, then you're really not getting it for yourself. Meaning, I guess, trying to put one and one together, it won't be yours. It's somebody else's faith or another person's faith that you adhere to or take for yourself. But it's not really your faith that you don't own for yourself.
Yeah, and that's the mark of spiritual maturity, no? Like when we were kids, we tend to be fundamentalists. We just accept what our elders tell us, right? There are three persons in one God. Just shut up and believe. And we accepted it, right? And then when we get to, you know, adolescence, we kind of begin to question things. And then we find out about Islam. We find out about Buddhism. We find out about all the other religions. But they're all the same, you know? But I think to be spiritually mature, you kind of have to make a judgment that all these religions have something good to offer. But at the end of the day, you have to make a decision. Which one will you commit yourself to without dismissing the other religions? But you're going to say, for me, this particular worldview, this particular way of looking at God, the world, and life makes more sense and helps me better. So this is my judgment, that this is the religion that I will subscribe to. So that's the sign of maturity, which unfortunately many of us just get stuck in the fundamentalist stage or the relativist stage. So that's really the challenge for us Christians and Catholics.
And I think moving forward, especially now in the age of the social media and the age of being more free, so to speak, with asking questions, being safer, so to speak, it's important to encourage one another to ask questions, to encourage each other, and to allow each other to ask these questions about faith, about life, and most importantly, to explore together. And this is what we hope to do, as we've been mentioning this podcast. And we hope we get to do that really with the people who will be seeking with us along the way.
And, you know, it's great to clarify also, I think, that, you know, like doubts are not bad in themselves. It's important to clarify that doubts are not bad in themselves. What's important is your motivation for asking questions, for nursing those doubts. No? If your motivation is to look for, you know, like holes or flaws in the faith so that you will stop having to follow it, obviously that's not a good thing. But if your motivation is really to try to understand these mysteries, what does it mean? How do I make sense of this? How do I apply this to my life? It doesn't seem to make sense. If your intention is to understand better, if your motivation is to understand and not just to find an excuse not to believe, I think that's a very healthy thing. You know? Saint Anselm actually has a phrase called faith seeking understanding. So you already have faith and you want to understand more so that you will have a stronger faith. No? That's the opposite of what most people believe in. Most people believe in understanding seeking faith. They want to understand first before they want to understand completely first before they will believe. No? That's not possible because, you know, faith deals with mysteries, right? So I think that's a good spirit for the podcast. Like, it's faith seeking understanding.
Faith seeking understanding. So we already have something and we just want to really pursue that and understand it better. But, you know, Father, what struck me with what you said is that, well, from the burning question that we had, is it okay to ask questions? Yes, definitely it's okay. But what's important is that the motivation to ask your questions is there. Why are you asking these questions? What for? And what do you really want? And as you mentioned, it's really pursuing the truth, not possessing the truth, but pursuing the truth. And it's faith seeking understanding, not understanding seeking faith.
Right, exactly, exactly. And I think before we wrap up this episode, I think we should throw a question to our viewers, no? So I was wondering, if they look at themselves, what's the stronger tendency in them? Are they more of a fundamentalist or more of a relativist? We all have these tendencies in us, right? But I think it's good to just sort of question ourselves and say, given my personality, maybe given my childhood, my training, my education, the way I grew up, the people I dealt with, the stronger tendency seems to be either a fundamentalist or relativist. If it's fundamentalist, you have a, you kind of rely on authority a lot. You prefer to rely on authority and you just want to accept the facts. You know? So and there's value there. But if you're a relativist, your tendency is to sort of just be respectful of everyone's opinion, but you end up not making a judgment. You just say everyone's correct, but that won't really be conducive to learning or understanding. So I think that's a good takeaway question for our viewers and listeners. And we're going to put a poll on our Facebook group just to find out the profile of our viewers and listeners. What do you think? I think that's an interesting question, right, Jude?
Yeah, interesting, Father. It got me thinking, actually. I fell silent thinking about my own tendency. Am I more of a fundamentalist or a relativist?
So answer the question. What's your tendency? I'm putting you on the spot here.
I know.
But there's no right or wrong answer. I mean, there's no judgment. You don't say, oh my gosh, you're a fundamentalist or you're right. No, there's no such thing. What's important is we understand ourselves better so we'll know how we can manage it, right? So what's your answer to the question?
For me, I think my tendency is to be more of a relativist. Because I'm non-confrontational, I don't like putting other people off too much. So even if I know that they're not correct, I most often than not just keep it with myself and not really seek more or try to debunk, so to speak, what he or she has to say. And I guess on the other hand, I don't see myself too much of a fundamentalist because now is a time, at least in my life, in my own environment, is a time wherein people claim to be their own authority. And they all claim to be correct. So in a sense, I see it to be relativist at the same time if you do believe all of these authority figures in your life. What about you, Father?
That's interesting, you know, because if you think you're the sole authority, and a lot of people are like that, you're really a fundamentalist in that sense, no? So it's funny how, you know, online you can really see a lot of those people, no? But, you know, you're being a relativist. That's very typical of young people because today tolerance is so important, right? It's important to be politically correct. So, but I just want to point out that being a critical thinker doesn't mean you have to argue with people. You know, like if you want to keep things to yourself because people are not ready to discuss with you, that's fine. You don't have to spit out your opinion all the time, right? So you can be a critical thinker. You can think that someone is wrong, but you don't have to say so all the time. It's actually okay not to say anything as long as you have made your own decision. That's what makes you a critical thinker. So I hope our viewers and listeners don't get the idea that they have to go around arguing with other people because that's not what we want them to do. We just want them to think and make a decision based on all these possible views, which one would be more correct than others. It's really, you know, I really learned so much about the faith, and I think it's really a beautiful faith, you know. That's why I'm quite convinced that it's a great gift from God, no? And it's good for us to unwrap that gift because if we don't ask questions, we never unwrap the gift, right? We just take it for granted. And a lot of us tend to do that.
That's a good metaphor, Father, unwrapping gifts. Because the more we ask, the more we get to see more of that gift that beholds in front of us. You know, Father, there was a question in the Facebook group from the Sundays for Seekers Facebook group that I think aligns with the takeaway question that we have for our viewers and listeners. So the question that we have for them is, again, are you more of a fundamentalist or a relativist? And the question that came up in the Facebook group was about debates, actually. You've already mentioned this in the discussion that we've had. But it's basically asking, is choosing to disengage in debates bad, even if I feel I'm not really ready or knowledgeable to go through it? Debates about the faith.
Okay, I think that's a great question. It's really related to what we were talking about. And so I think, you know, when you say debate, again, it depends on the situation, right? If you're entering a debate because you're in opposition to other people, that's never healthy. That's never helpful, no? Because you just want to win the argument, right? If by debate you mean you want to win the argument at all costs, that's not going to be helpful because you're not going to learn anything because you're not willing to learn, right? You just want to win the argument. But if you mean a discussion where you're both asking questions, you're both trying to learn, I think that's a very healthy environment because you're more open. And if that's the situation, I would say go ahead and engage in discussion because it's okay to think out loud, right? It's okay to make mistakes along the way. You can like take back what you said because, wait, that doesn't make sense, right? So maybe we should say it this way. So you're actually together thinking out loud and making sense of the question. So if the problem with the word debate is that it usually means you want to win the argument. And that's never healthy. Like I remember before I've had friends who wanted to debate with me about religion and they belong to another religion. And it's never helpful. You end up fighting, you end up getting hurt. You end up saying, you know, you end up straining the relationship. But if you're in an environment that's safer and both of you are committed to learning from one another and being open to whatever comes out of the conversation, I think that's a very good sign that you should engage. Otherwise, if you just want to win an argument at all costs, forget it, that's useless, no? Because you'll never convert people. You never will. In my experience, you never convert people. Yeah.
So it's really the motivation for discussing and asking these questions. It's not a debate, but rather it hopefully is more of a discussion as you both try to understand each other better and understand the topic more. So thank you, Father. You know, one takeaway I have from our episode today is the importance, of course, not just of asking questions and of discussing things together, but more of really understanding your motivation for asking and for discussing. Because more than anything, more than just asking questions, more than just wanting to say what you want to say, it's really having a reason for it. It's wanting to get to know your faith more, wanting to explore things better, and at the end of the day, hoping that you get to create your own judgment of things from the many things that you listen to, from the many things that you get from the people that you talk to.
So in short, going back to your burning question, Jude, is it okay to ask questions? I would say if your motivation is to grow spiritually and get to know God better, I think it's not only okay to ask questions about the faith, it's necessary to ask questions about the faith. That's the only way to grow in the faith.
You should ask questions. Thank you, Father. So that's it for our first episode. We hope you continue to send us your burning questions on the Facebook group that we have. So if you want to subscribe to Sundays for Seekers, we have a Facebook group which you may join through the link facebook.com/groups/Sundays4S. That's number 4. So Sundays4S. And if you want to subscribe to Sundays for Seekers, the podcast, you may find us in the usual places you'd find podcasts. Tell your friends also about us on social media so that hopefully we grow this community of seekers who want to learn more about the faith and to seek for answers together.
Okay, so hey Jude, I want to thank you for a great conversation. And I also want to thank all the people who tuned in for our first episode.
Thank you too, Father. And we hope to see you all in our next podcast.
Meanwhile, keep on seeking.
The Sundays for Seekers logo was designed by Jem Jemzontang. Our theme was composed by Marvin Ong, and this episode was produced with Glenn Lopez of Upstream Media PH.
This podcast is brought to you by Smart. Live smarter for a better world.